Some Aurora artists and other residents took to social media to express their disappointment in the process for assigning the artist for the mural. The work, featuring the word Aurora in large brightly colored black letters, is to be located on a wall of Tortas Guadalajara restaurant, which is on the western part of the city's downtown. The online conversation started in late July. Aurora Downtown funded the project. The organization is financed by Aurora Special Service Area No. 1. Kim Wooden is the chairperson of the group. Wooden explains that the artist was picked during a committee meeting.
The background and the history of it was really they wanted it to kind of be a gateway to downtown. It was supposed to represent, kind of vintage Aurora, some of the old logos that we used to have, some of the old colors.
Artist Joshua Schultz was chosen for the task. Wooden says the committee was familiar with his work and they knew he could get the job done. She says she first heard that there were concerns from other artists during a city council meeting last month. She explains that she isn't on social media that much, and after the meeting, someone sent her screenshots of some of the posts. Once Aurora Downtown found out that there was controversy, they asked the city council to postpone the vote. They did this so that they could have a listening session with some of the artists. This happened on August 20th. The artist known as Javi is a curator and art director for the Art Bar in Aurora. He posted his feelings on Facebook and later reiterated his message. He explains how he thinks the process should have gone.
There should have been a bid. There wasn't. This is a no-bid contract for a permanent public piece of art using public funds. That's the issue, and that's what I want people to focus on.
He expresses that his distaste isn't with the artist or the design. Javi was not able to attend the meeting, but he did write a letter that was read on his behalf. Wooden says by the time the controversy started, it was too late to change the course because Schultz signed the contract last year around October. She says it's not in the group's best interest to start over. Javi says he's not thrilled with the final decision.
The burden and responsibility to make this correct fell on the shoulders of Aurora Downtown because they were the one that created the problem in the first place.
He suggests that they could have created a more equitable solution. He says the sign will instead represent inequity for him. He admits that it will also remind him that people who are marginalized are never going to get a seat at the table. Wooden confirms that Aurora Downtown did hear the artist during the listening session and they are working hard to partner with the community. She says there are some things that the organization will change going forward. Wooden says first, Aurora Downtown will support and lobby for a change to the sign ordinance so that it is not used for murals. They will also advocate for a separate ordinance for murals detailing the process as directed by the Aurora Public Art Commission. And she continues.
Aurora Downtown will publish an open call for artists when a public art project is anticipated, which I think this was not done in the last one, which was, I think, one of the main concerns from Javi that was not done.
Wooden says Aurora Downtown will also seek guidance from the Public Art Commission for any future review processes in order to ensure equity. I'm Yvonne Booz.